Hi, my name is Lore and welcome to Life Will Provide, a podcast about learning to trust in life and knowing that you're always taken care of. Hello and welcome to another episode. Today I would like to share with you a bit about a pilgrimage I did in southern France 2 years ago. I have written about my experiences then, and I turned it into a book, and you can download it for free on my website. Yeah, a couple of years ago, I felt very strongly the need to be on my own. But there were like decisions that needed to be made. There was a job I was doing, and yes, I did have the summer holiday. So I did have like pretty much 4 weeks. But that just didn't feel right. So I had to make the decision that I wasn't going back. And that was quite a big decision, because it was such a good job. And then there was this part of also being in a relationship. And that fell away. And at that time, it felt like it did fall away. Although now I understand and see how all that happened was that my attachment to the relationship fell away, because Matt and I got back together and the relationship is so different now. We both know that we don't need each other to be happy, but that in each moment it is a choice whether we are together or not. We choose in each moment to be together, and that's very different than, well, we're in a relationship and that's it, you know? And if that didn't happen, I probably wouldn't have gone and be on my own. So that was in itself so beautiful, how that was divinely orchestrated. But anyway, I felt this strong calling to go to France, and more specifically to visit places connected to Mary Magdalene. I didn't really know that much about her. It's not that I know that much more about her now, apart from that it feels like a very loving and warm and gentle energy. Very forgiving. And I see things so differently now. And that just shows me how much growth we go through in a very short space of time. And I'm so in awe of the journey that I've been through, or that I went on when I was in southern France. And last year, or last summer, I was also in France, again on my own. I have come to accept that that's just part of me, this wanting to be alone, be by myself, be in stillness, that yes, it is very different to most people. Yes, it's very different to what society expects. But I need that. I need to withdraw and then come back into the world. Withdraw. But then also with then sharing these pearls of wisdom and these experiences with all of you. So it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with me. Thank God. But that's just, yeah, part of me. So in this book, I write, yeah, all the struggles, that internal struggles, let me make that clear. It is really a journey of surrendering. And what's so beautiful is that, yes, I go to all these places connected to Mary Magdalene, but the real journey is inwards. And I describe it in the book as these physical places just being portals into going within. The book is called Journey into Oneness, a Pilgrimage in Southern France. It's funny, I'm from Belgium and I used to actually never be bothered about France. As a child or a teenager, we would often go on holiday in Spain or Italy. So France would just be like one of those countries you drive through. But about 3 years ago, I was like, hey, but isn't there like this Mary, like this cave of Mary Magdalene? When Matt and I were on holiday in France. And yeah, that's where my interest started. I was so intrigued. And I really felt that Mary Magdalene, when she was incarnated, was a really powerful woman who knew the truth, who knew who we truly are. And it's the same when I went to Israel and visiting places, you know, where Jesus went to. Even though it looks completely different than to when they were walking the earth, it still felt very special to be in the, yeah, to be in the areas where they apparently lived or were. So in a way, visiting these places connect you to this truth that they embodied. It connects you to the truth within yourself. And it doesn't mean that every one of us needs to go to these places to connect to this truth, because it is always present in every single moment. But it's like, if you feel the call to go to these places, then yeah, I invite you to follow this call and just surrender to what's happening. To not expect anything, just go with an open mind. And trust that whatever experience you're meant to be having will happen. And each and every experience that we have is like these breadcrumbs taking us home. Home deep within, past all these layers of conditioning, beliefs. A life truly is about surrender. About not resisting what is happening, what is going on. Because we think we know better. And that's something I really realized the last couple of years that I do not know what is best for me. And the best thing that I can do is to surrender to this higher intelligence that does. And my journey in France was such a, beautiful part of this surrender experiment. So much resistance that would come up. And at the time, I was not aware that that was the healing. You know, I was so focused on visiting these external places. Being frustrated if I didn't feel something when I knew other people would feel things there. But what it did was bring up resistance that was already within me. Beliefs that got touched. There's something wrong with me. Why am I not feeling anything? And that's the healing. It had nothing to do with these places. But life is so beautiful, and we can do these kind of things to heal ourselves, to help us to remove the blocks that are in the way of our true self. Yeah, I suggest you download the book and take what you want from it and just enjoy it and know that if you feel the call, then you can do it too. And I am here to support you in that if you are interested in it. But, you know, the day before I left for France, I saw a photo with a quote and it said, "Learn to be alone. That is where the magic happens." And it really is. And while I'm recording this, there's this quote on my desk by Michael Singer that says, "True personal growth is about transcending the part of you that is not okay and needs protection." So that's what I was doing, that's what I am doing. It is transcending that part of us that is not okay, that thinks it needs protection, which is basically the blocks to our awareness, to our true self. I wish you a beautiful day. Hopefully, you can spend some time on your own. And speak to you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider subscribing to Life Will Provide and leaving a rating and or review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast app you use.